This is a poem that I wrote some time ago, and I brought it here more than once before, I believe. You know, the one thing that sets us apart from the rest of the world that are out there in the so-called Christian world is that we preach a sovereign God who rules and reigns over everything and leaves nothing to chance. John brought that out this morning very well. There's nothing that takes place in time, within time, that was not foreordained from before time. He's orchestrated all of it together, and it all comes to pass exactly as he had foreordained it to happen. Jacob and Esau, we, of course, are very aware of. Out in the world would argue with what I have to say in this words of this poem, but we know it's true. Back in Genesis chapter 25, I believe, it talks about how Rebekah was barren, and Isaac entreated the Lord because of his barren wife, and she conceived. And she had within her womb two twin boys. She was puzzled by the fact that they were struggling within her womb, and she entreated the Lord, and the Lord told her, these are two manner of people. They're two nations that are warring against each other. It was a prophecy. These were typifying Jacob and Esau with their names when they were born. And over in Romans chapter 9, verse 13, it says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. That before either one of these twins, boys, had done anything good or evil, God chose Jacob, passed over Esau. But the Esaus of this world have a purpose in the world.
Amen.
Every one of them do. And that's what this poem is about. It's called Serving Jacob. Imagine, if you will, just one purpose in this world. One solitary focus and no more. And everything within it foreordained to then conclude while precisely brought to pass without encore. Having full participation of every soul alive from creation to when this earth's renewed to serve in some respect to this, the souls of God's elect and the redemption of those chosen numbered few. But what about those others thus included in the plan, the sons of Esau living through those times? What on earth was their part as the sons of Jacob thrived? Did Esau actually serve our Lord's design? Did the elder serve the younger, as it's stated in the word? And then where within the scriptures is it found? When did Esau serve his brother? Have you ever questioned that? Well, then let's consider what's astoundingly profound. Let us thank the Lord for Esau, for his part in all of this, and the foreknowledge of our Lord that made it so. Because of God's creation of him, he served throughout his life. Yet I wonder if his brother ever thought it so. Let the sons of Jacob ponder what they owe to God for them, for the sons of Esau's contribution here, because our Lord equips them and talents them to serve. Jacob thrives within a fine-tuned atmosphere. Factories are raised up, jobs and governments depend upon the Esaus, each one living out their lives, brilliant minds gifted to invent and also to perform, providing all that is needful in our time. Heads of state for serving, kings and paupers in their place, each need divinely orchestrated here, Every Esau serving Jacob, from God's predetermined plan, yet not a single one among them volunteered. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated, was determined back before the world began. Everlasting love for Jacob, yet leaving Esau in the world to serve a purpose that he would not understand. The sons of Esau, unaware, yet living out their lives to serve the sons of Jacob all throughout their days, blessed of God and gifted to perform 10,000 needs every moment in a million different ways. So then, thank the Lord for Esau, while you sons of Jacob thrive, for their lives thus lived out within God's plan. Yes, the elder served the younger, and he still does to this day. Amen. It was purposed from before the world began. As they were precious in his sight, God has honored them, and in loving them gave people for their lives. Because he loved the sons of Jacob, he gave Esau to their need, and has done so without a single compromise. But you who read this unbelieving, despise and wonder at this truth. He does a work you will in no wise understand, that whatsoever he has planned, he continues to this day, though explained to you, you'll perish to a man. Yet why would you die? For there's a promise in all this to a people that are destined to believe. He has set his love upon them, guaranteeing them to live, the sons of Jacob, who won't fail to receive. Why then see yourselves as Esau, while the sons of Jacob thrive? When the promise of our Lord to them is sure, take his promise to yourself, believing on the very Christ, the Son of God, who has made his people pure. And if you find yourself believing in accordance with the word, I have good news that I'm sure you'll see is true. These sons of Jacob all find pasture as the Israel of God, those promised sheep ordained included you. And you'll thrill for your believing, resting all your cares on him, knowing Christ is truth and that not just assumed. He's the Lord who never changes, loving Jacob in his faults, that one who promised that you'd never be consumed. You'll take no pride in being Jacob, for his history is shame, as you have nothing that would merit you to God. Yet you'll praise him for his promise and his sacrifice for sin that has placed you there where all his saints have trod. So imagine, if you will, just one purpose in this world, one solitary focus and no more, with every Esau in it foreordained to have a part, yet far beyond his reckon to explore. Having full participation of every soul alive from creation to when the earth's renewed, to serve in some respect to this, his Jacob's in the world, and the redemption of his chosen numbered few. Every Esau is a rebel, hating Jacob and his Lord. They would never see themselves controlled this way, living sure in their delusion and false independence here, yet contribute to God's purpose every day. And he's done it all for Christ's sake. In a measurement of time, every moment then accounted just for you, creating for his pleasure those trophies of his grace, the sons of Jacob, who will testify its truth.